This is the Media in Ministry column, Talking Through Scripture Together. Synod Podcast centers lay voices. It's written by Kara Strickland, who writes about food and drink, singleness, faith, and mental health from her home in the Northwest. At its 2019 assembly, the Delaware, Maryland Synod set a goal of having everyone in its congregations regularly engaged in reading Scripture over the next year. To encourage members toward this goal, it turned to technology, and last June launched a biweekly podcast on Scripture, Word for Word, it's called. We realized that the most of the podcasts that center around Scripture were created by for people or with advanced theological education, said Julie Stecker, a deacon who serves as the Synod's assistant to the Bishop for Communications, Youth, and Family Ministry. We wanted to create a podcast that featured only ELCA lay voices, people who have a deep faith and who care about what the Bible says to us here and now, and whose voices aren't always taken seriously when discussing Scripture. Living Lutheran spoke with Word for Word host Yolanda Tanner, a judge in the Baltimore City Circuit Court and former Synod Vice President, about the podcast and her experience making it. Living Lutheran asks, for those who aren't familiar with Word for Word, what's a typical episode like? Tanner says, a typical podcast is anywhere from 35 to 50 minutes long, and we don't time the conversations. What people get is an organic, real conversation. After a brief intro to the episode, I read the Bible text, introduce the guest, and then ask an opening question. I usually ask if the guest is familiar with the text, or I ask the guest about their daily vocation as an opening question. We have chosen to use the gospel text for the upcoming Sunday as our text, and the podcast is released the Wednesday prior to that Sunday. And sometimes we get to lots of nuggets in the text, and other times we only get to one or two. I try to ask questions that engage the guest. Sometimes I have strong feelings and express them as well. And once we get to the natural ending point, I give the final word, a summary of one or two sentences of what has been raised in the discussion. We ask, what have been some of your favorite conversations on the podcast been, and why? She answers, I don't think there has ever been a time when either the guest or I could have predicted how our conversation would develop. People have trusted the conversation enough to talk about tough topics. And one guest talked about how it felt to be a newly divorced mother of an infant walking into a new congregation, thinking that people would judge her. And one guest talked about the financial hardships her family endured when she was a child. And another guest talked about how inclusion matters for LGBTQIA community. People also talk about good experiences, how they love being a parent, how they find fulfillment in their profession, or how they enjoy their worship community. People also have talked about tithing, devotional practices, the Lutheran Youth Organization, our outdoor camp ministry, students being bullied in high school, food pantries, remembering the baptism of their children, caring for the environment, crafts and hobbies, and sharing the peace. But the most profound for me, however, was the week we explored Matthew 24:36 through 44. As we explored the concept that one will be taken, our guest shared that she and her sister had been taken as young children in Africa and subsequently rescued by their father. It's a reality that we don't often talk about in America, and it's really a blessing that our guests trust us with these precious conversations. We ask, how has the podcast been a resource for people? And she responds, it's amazing to me that for almost every text we read, there is some connection with the issues we wrestle with on a daily basis. Issues related to criminal justice, economic justice, equity, fairness, inclusion, and diversity, love for neighbor, confront us every day, and we find in the Gospels the lessons that God uses to guide us in those matters. I love that I can sit with a stranger and have a conversation about a text that we wrestle with together. And I really hope that the podcast is a model for other lay people. One guest talked about how intimidating it can be to read the Bible aloud in public, fearing that the words would be mispronounced. And I hope that this has shown that we can have a safe space for expression, even when we disagree. And our final question, what would you say is your main takeaway from your experience with the podcast? She says, my main takeaway would be that we call the final word on the show. We have much more in common than we know. We all feel lonely at times and want someone to reach out to us, and we can see ourselves in others and act with mercy.